we are stressed like everyone else. But the good news is we have our permanent city manager starting next Monday. So I am just really excited to have my teammate joining the team. And man, the last 8 months hasn't been what I think any new mayor would have thought, between COVID, climate emergencies, COVID again with the Delta variant. It has been a crazy couple months.
Indeed. Let's back up and make sure that everyone's aware of what's happening in Beaverton as you shifted your government style, or who's in charge of what, and those moving pieces. Can you, you know, just bring us back up to speed with how your city is set up and then your new permanent city manager?
Yeah, well, we made a shift, a 30-year shift. The voters decided to go from a strong mayor form of government, which is the elected mayor is both the mayor of a town, which most people know what a mayor is, and is the city manager at the same time in charge of operations of the city. Our city is big enough that the community felt like we needed to separate those responsibilities out. So we have the full-time elected mayor, which is me, and we have a full-time administrator, city manager, that's starting next week. And we have been operating with an interim city manager, but they're really were charged to just kind of keep the ship together and not make any massive changes until the new city manager. And we did a national search and have our city manager moving here from California, and she starts next week.
Tell us about her.
Her name is Jenny. She has been a city manager over 30 years, has lived in the Pacific Northwest before. She was a city manager in a city outside of Seattle, and she's coming to us from Tracy, California. She's a mom of five. And so, you know, if you want someone to get things done, you hire a mom of five. Like, that to me, it's like common sense. So she'll be joining us. Her husband, I believe, is a retired Coast Guard guy, and they're excited to be here in the Pacific Northwest.
Once she arrives, how will everything work moving forward as you vote on things, as you try to get things done in the city of Beaverton?
Yeah. So, you know, when the city council designed this form of government, they wanted the mayor full time to really be present and work on government relations and be the elected head of the city. And so I really have taken that on. You know, early in the pandemic, I coordinated the largest public-private vaccine clinic in the state. We partnered with Nike that opened up their facilities and staffed it in a three-way partnership between us, them, and the fire department. And, you know, since then, I've been able to work on ARPA money coming into the state. We've secured an additional $11 million on top of the $16 million, working with our state reps and senators on projects. That requires full-time attention of an elected mayor. And so that's what I've been focusing on, meeting with different community groups, getting things going. And then when it comes, you know, the city manager will be in charge of day-to-day operations of the city, in charge of our 600-plus person staff. And the council will be making elected decisions, policy-level decisions, and then handing off our orders to the city manager to execute.
Okay. Almost like a COO, this city manager, if you will, just operations type of vibe.
I think that is a great example, and people should think of me as like the CEO per se, that's looking outward from the agency, and she'll be looking inward to the agency.
So who's in charge of setting the direction, what you're going to take up next, what the most important issues are?
So I'll be the council, and you know, I see my role as the team captain. So while I have an equal vote to everyone else, I'm full time, I'm deeply engaged in our intergovernmental politics with other agencies. And so I'll take what the city council is telling me either through city council meetings or one-on-ones with me, and work with the city manager to create a schedule so those events come before city council for votes. And I'll be kind of the one watching to make sure that what we ask for is getting done.
We're talking to the Beaverton Mayor Lacey Beatty, by the way, the youngest ever elected official in Beaverton city government. Did you know that you were once you got elected, and did you plan on hitting the ground running so hard?
Well, I knew when I was elected, when I was 29, I was the youngest then, 7 years ago. And I also am the first woman to serve in that role. But I think, you know, Beaverton is a young, diverse city. Our average age person here is 34, much younger than Portland, very diverse. And we needed a mayor with that kind of energy to move things forward. And so I come to work every day ready to go and work on behalf of Beavertonians.
Well, you're a grizzly veteran at this point, I suppose, if you want to go that route. Okay, so let's talk about what's happening in Beaverton. Growth, housing, new business, a lot on the plate. Where would you like to start out of those topics?
You know, growth. I think, you know, Beaverton is one of the larger cities in Oregon, but our growth area is South Cooper Mountain. And so if people aren't familiar with that, it's like the triangle of Tigard, Beaverton, and Hillsborough in the southern part of our city. And we added about 7,200 residents to that. And just for some comparison, that's a city the size of Cornelius was added to Beaverton this year. And so we see just tons of growth and expansion in that area and everything that comes with it. Restaurants, right? We have a lot of people coming to our community, so we're working on tons of really cool things.
So we had a lot of areas out there that were unincorporated Washington County. Is there annexing going on for the city of Beaverton?
Oh, man, don't say that ugly word to
That's an ugly word, isn't it?
Official. We get in fights over that. But to make it as least wonky as possible, Beaverton has, and all the area has something called the urban growth boundary. It's area that we knew we would eventually grow into that was designated by Metro, our regional government. And so this is phased and planned growth that everyone knew was coming. So there is no annexation per se. The area was already in Beaverton, but it did go from a lot of rural farmland, really underused farmland, into a residential area.
We're talking with Beaverton Mayor Lacey Beatty. These people all have to live somewhere. So housing, what's your plan there, master plan, both for single family residences and also multi-housing?
That's great, because I think housing is the number one thing we think about. And we know the housing market is really tight. And what we are doing from a city perspective, we have five housing projects aimed at low-income families, all in the hopper right now through the Metro Regional Housing Bond that voters voted on. So we have five units coming in under that. We had the West End District, which, if you live in Beaverton, is what we refer to as the old Kmart site. It's off Murray Boulevard and TV Highway. And that was a project that took really little city engagement in. It's 424 market rate housing apartments. So the city is working on bringing in affordable housing. And then there's this whole other project that happened without us. And so there's a lot of people working on housing in the city right now. But something I think we need to work a little bit more on is home ownership. We know home ownership creates upward mobility. It creates generational wealth. And so while we're working to house as many people as possible, we're also working through plans of what it would take to get more of our people into home ownership situations.
And full disclosure, I am a Beaverton resident. I moved there last year, about a year ago, from Southwest Portland. I mean, the housing prices, do you have any thoughts there?
It's bad. I mean, you know, I think Beaverton is a very desirable city that people are wanting to come from, and it's causing the housing market to go up. A part of it is, right, the low, there's not a lot of places to buy. And so this is the conundrum that every government is finding themselves into right now. As more and more people move to Oregon, as our cities grow and populate, how do we make sure that people can retain housing affordability? And I wish that I had a dialed up answer I could serve you, but I don't know the answer to that. And if there's someone listening that does, reach out to me and share some thoughts with me.
Yeah, and that might be above both of our pay grades, because there's a lot that goes into that with the Fed and interest rates and everything else. And there's a chance that these prices eventually soften just a little bit. As we talk about businesses, you've already mentioned Nike, which is certainly a flagship of Beaverton. Any other businesses planting flags there in Beaverton? You're trying to make it more attractive?
Yeah, we have a lot going on in our downtown space. We have, two breweries coming in, a food cart pod. We've really worked on our restaurant strategy in central Beaverton to really attract restaurants. And we've kind of moved into this phase of retail, right? It's not good enough to just come into central Beaverton to eat. We need places for people to go after they have their beer, after they have their meal. Like, what's keeping them in downtown and shopping? So we're working on that. And we have really low office rate availability right now. We're seeing a huge influx into people wanting to move their businesses into Beaverton. And so the city's responding in multiple ways. Like, we have services that help you find places for your business to work. And we are working on an office area in central Beaverton that's going to bring in 125,000 square feet of office building with some ground floor retail. So we're building density everywhere we can. We're helping to find businesses, find a home in Beaverton. And we have a large industrial area, not as big as someone like Hillsborough, but we have an industrial area that really hasn't been utilized, and that's going to be our next phase of growth, is how do we get some of our more industrial mid-sized businesses into Beaverton.
Speaking about businesses, In-N-Out Burger, a popular restaurant chain on Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway to the eastern portion of Beaverton on the other side of 217, is being proposed. And that's some good and some bad. Do you have thoughts on the In-N-Out Burger?
Man, you are hitting me with the hard questions. Annexation, In-N-Out, yeah. So what I want people to know is that is not owned by the city of Beaverton. That is Washington County, and it's Washington County making that decision. And our borders are hard, so it's a hard time for people to understand that. They likely would have to annex into the city at some point, but it would be after they brokered a deal with the county on it. But I'm like you. I grew up in Southern California. I'm excited about In-N-Out. I have a lot of reservations about the location that it's going to. I've expressed my thoughts both personally as the mayor to the county commission on how are we going to make sure that this doesn't disrupt traffic. We have a Chick-fil-A located in the same area, which is already generating a lot of trip value. This is a hard one, and it's one that I'm not able to solve because it's not under my jurisdiction.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a busy spot, and trying to get out of that area near that Chick-fil-A and the other businesses located there can be tough. Thanks for answering that. Just a couple more quick questions. I noticed that when we moved to Beaverton that the city of Beaverton is taking over sewer and water billing and so forth from the Tualatin Valley Water District for certain residents of the city of Beaverton. Can you explain what's happening there?
Well, the majority of our city was served with Beaverton Water, and I'm pretty sure the area that you live in has been served by Beaverton Water for some time. We're trying to control the cost of what it costs to deliver water to Beaverton, and it really is a service that we're able to do. So we've been working with our special district water provider for over 3 years to identify areas that it makes sense for Beaverton to serve Beaverton residents' water. So we have a lot of agreements on south of 26 of those areas coming in. And what people have seen is if you're in that area, you've seen a lot of noticing from us that we're taking over billing, how it's working. And for the end user, it's going to be usually a little bit cheaper to get water from us, but you won't notice a difference at all. Those pipes in the ground, how water's delivered to you, the only difference that you're likely going to see is who you're sending your monthly check to.
All right. Anything coming up this fall that you want to highlight, maybe in downtown Beaverton? I suppose it all depends on the pandemic, doesn't it?
Well, I will just tell you, as a mayor of a city in Beaverton, I am urging our community members to get vaccinated, wear a mask, help us return. Return back to normal doesn't seem like something we're ever going to do again, but like, how do we return to a place that we can engage our community members, be safe, save our businesses? And so there are events coming, and I am worried with the Delta variant and how it's spreading that we might not be able to have those events. And so we all have the control right now to figure out what our fall is going to look like. Mask up. My sister is a restaurant server. Be kind to people that are showing up and working. We know there's issues with supply chains. You might not have your favorite thing at the store. But like, let's be nice to retail workers that have worked the entire pandemic, that continue to show up and work for us. And I'm grateful every day for them in our coffee shops, in our restaurants, in our grocery stores. And so I look forward to events, but let's get through the next 6 weeks together.
Not a bad way to end things. Is there anything that I have not brought up you want to make sure and say, Lacey?
No, I appreciate you reaching out. We should do this more often. Beaverton is a thriving community with a lot of cool stuff going on. And, you know, I hope that once we get through some of these immediate crises we're in, we can start, celebrating a lot of what we have going on.
Beaverton Mayor Lacey Beatty, thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate that. Have a good day.